Welcome to At The Show, the best in live music coming to you on Sunday nights from killradio.org, and I'm your host, Bob. Well, tonight's show is going to be a rather interesting one, I think, because I decided to play groups, songs from groups, and then songs from the people who left those groups after. So you'll hear from some of the solo careers of some of the people from some of our biggest groups. So we're going to start right off. We're going to go back to the 60s, and we're going to start with Cream. So this is from the BBC Sessions on January 10th of 1967, and their very first single, I Feel Free.
I feel free.
A one-use crowd. I can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, though my mind wants to cry out loud.
And, of course, the major talent that came out of Cream was Eric Clapton. So here he is with After Midnight from the Rainbow Concert at the Rainbow Theater in London on January 13th, 1973, 6 years later.
After midnight, we gonna let it all hang out.
Another big band from that era was Traffic. And here they are from the Santa Monica Civic Center in California on February 21st of 1972 with the title song of their first U.S. release, Dear Mr. Fantasy.
We'll be right back.
and traffic spawned a number of wonderful artists, including Jim Capaldi and Dave Mason. But of course, the genius of the band was Steve Winwood. And here he is at Highclere Castle in Hampshire, England, with Eric Clapton joining in. And we're going to hear Back in the High Life again. And this reached number 13 in the U.S. Billboard 100 and number 1 on adult contemporary chart.
Back in the high life again. All the doors I close one time.
I definitely have a really warm spot in my heart for Steve Winwood. He is really special to me.
And now, direct to you via sound waves.
This is Babyface with Vaude and the Villains. You're listening to At the Show, killradio.org, with your host, West Coast Bob. To all my friends, go get them, Bob.
All right, so we're going to come back to the United States and San Francisco and a very famous band from there, the Jefferson Airplane. So this is from the Winterland in 1972, and it's a song by Jorma Kaukonen, Trial by Fire.
Shotgun at my head.
And of course, as Jarmo Kaukonen, solo here from the Columbus Music Hall in Columbus, Ohio, 28 years later on November 4th of 2000 with his song True Religion.
Start with a spiritual number on that note. Thank you.
And then another California band that was making great waves down in Los Angeles was the Eagles. And here they are on July 26th of 1974 from Boston Garden. This was a show where I definitely saw them at. And they are going to do Witchy Woman.
Anybody got a count?
Woo!
And we will follow that up with a song by Don Henley. From VH1 Storytellers, it's The End of the Innocents.
This is the end of the innocence. Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. So this next band, one of my favorites, and this is from a show in Schouwburg, Rotterdam, Holland, on October 19th of 1978, and it's Dire Straits, and I know I probably should have played Sultan's a Swing, but no shit is in this show, and I'm going to play Six Blade Knife. We'll follow that up with Mark Knopfler, joined here by Emmylou Harris from their CD, All the Road Running. And this is I Dug Up a Diamond.
Thank you.
of a diamond, rare and fine. I dug up a diamond in a deep dark mine. If only I could cling to my beautiful fine mind. I dug up a diamond in a deep dark. My gem is special beyond all words, strong as any man or any stone in the earth, sharp as any razor or any blade you can buy,
white as any lake
or any star in the sky. Maybe once in a lifetime
incredible CD. I love it.
Hey, this is Marina V, and you're listening to At The Show on killradio.org with your amazing host, Bob.
Thank you, Marina. And this song is actually dedicated to you. She's sick, laid up in bed. And this is The Beatles from Live at the BBC, Love Me Do.
Love me do, whoa. me do.
Me do. And the Beatles is a big enough band where I guess everybody them knows all of the four. So we'll hear a song from each of the four. First up, John Lennon with the Plastic Ono Band from Madison Square Garden in New York City on September 30th of 1972. This is New York City.
New York.
because we'll listen to them in the order that the Beatles are always just known for: John, Paul, George, and Ringo. This is Paul McCartney unplugged in 1991 with his song Every Night.
Every night I just want to go out, get out of my head. Every night I don't want to play, get out of my bed. Every night I want to play, and every day I want to do, but tonight I just want to stay in and be with you, and be with you.
George Harrison, and this is from Nippon Budokan in Tokyo in December of 1991, and his song, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth.
Cope with this heavy load, trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Alone.
ocean reach with
up, we have Ringo Starr and his third all-star band, also from the Nippon Budokan in Tokyo. This time it's June 27th of 1995 with Don't Go Where the Road Don't Go.
Yeah.
So of those four songs, Only Give Me Love made it to the top of the charts, made it to number one. And in fact, booted off Paul McCartney and Wings My Love from the number one spot to take it over. So I thought that was an interesting tidbit.
Hi, this is Shannon Hurley, and you're listening to At the Show with your host Bob on killradio.org. Grab your tickets, have a seat, and enjoy the show.
And stay tuned after the show. I'll play a couple of songs from Shannon's latest CD. And she's got an upcoming show coming at Wits End in Venice in a few weeks. So check that out online. All right. Next up, we're going to play a song, which I'm going to dedicate to my dad. And it's a Pink Floyd song from Fort Worth, Texas, on May 1st of 1977. And the song is Wish You Were Here. And this was the number 316th song on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Wish You Were Here.
Thank you.
Yeah, that song's always meant a lot to me. Of the members of Pink Floyd, Roger Waters and David Gilmour are obviously the two most famous. And first up, we're going to hear a song from Roger Waters. This is from the Wembley Arena in London, in England. On November 21st of 1987, a song he wrote after he was turned down from playing Live Aid, but he was so inspired that he wrote a song about it anyways. The name of the song is "The Tide is Turning After Live Aid."
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing song. In fact, it's such an amazing song that Roger has started to include it when he does The Wall live. He now includes it at the end of the album, at the end of the show. David Gilmour, the other half of the creative team of Pink Floyd, has certainly come up with many other wonderful things, and we're going to hear one from the BBC Two live show on March 11th of 2006. It's On an Island.
Thank you.
I just got to play another David Gilmour song. All right, this one's from Manchester, England, April of 2009, and it's a great day for freedom.
Thank you.
us to the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed these songs. I just had the idea this morning. It just popped into my head as to how to do them. If you have any suggestions or complaints or requests, send them along to bob@theshow@yahoo.com. And if you like the show, share it with your friends. The podcasts are available anytime. I know not everybody is up between 10 and midnight on Sunday nights in the West Coast. So just pass along the podcast. All right. So thank you very much and good night.
Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you. Lay your body down. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground.
Hey, what do you know? I actually finished a show on time. Good night.